This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America! Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Remember when Democrats predicted the imminent decline of the GOP? In fact, that's all we heard until November 8th, right? That Trump was destroying the GOP. And the theory was that Republicans were so out of touch with women and ethnic minorities that they would soon be relegated to the status of a permanent minority, supported only by Southern white men and incapable of recapturing the White House. Remember that? Well, Donald Trump's victory put an end to that fantasy, and now it's the Democrats who are facing their own doomsday scenario. A recent analysis conducted by Third Way, a self-described centrist think tank, argues that Democrats are evolving into a coastal party. They have strong bases in California, New York, and Massachusetts, but are slowly ceding the rest of the country to Republicans. Third Way compared the 2016 election results in the two areas and found an astonishing asymmetry. In California, New York, and Massachusetts, home to roughly 24 million voters, voters chose Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump by a large margin, 65% to 35%. But in the remaining 47 states, home to 105 million voters, voters broke for Trump by a decisive 52% to 48% margin. The geographic concentration of the pro-Hillary vote is one reason Clinton's supposed popular vote victory rings so hollow. Clinton ran up the score in a liberal state like California, where she bested Trump by some 4.3 million votes. But that single state advantage is simply not reflective of the broader national pattern which favored Trump, Third Way found. Recent voting patterns in Congress point to another disastrous trend for Democrats. They are fast becoming a two-region party. Democrats have a 3-to-1 lead over the GOP in California, New York, and Massachusetts, and a 3-to-1 lead over Republicans in the Pacific Northwest and the Mid-Atlantic region. However, those regions account for less than 20% of the total numbers of House members. By contrast, if you focus on the American South, the Heartland, and the Southwest, about 80% of the country, the GOP leads Democrats by more than 2-to-1. Overall, that translates into a decisive GOP advantage in the House of Representatives, one that is not likely to shift anytime soon. There are other powerful signs that the Democrats are losing their grip on power. The vast majority of state legislatures, 32, a record, are in GOP hands, as are a majority of the state houses. And Democrats face enormous challenges in the U.S. Senate in 2018 because they must defend at least 10 seats in states that Trump won in 2016, while the GOP occupies virtually none that are considered vulnerable to reversal. Now keep this in mind. There are 10 Democrats, okay, in states that Trump won that are up for re-election in 2018. 10 seats in the U.S. Senate. 10. One bellwether would be the battle of liberal Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren for re-election in Massachusetts. A recent statewide poll found that 46% of voters would support someone else for her seat, her weakest showing yet. That's one of the reasons why I think you saw that histrionics yesterday on the Senate floor. She's making a calculated decision that she stands up against Jeff Sessions. That she's somehow going to garner more votes. Other vulnerable Senate Democrats include party stalwarts like North Dakota's Heidi Heitkamp, Missouri's Claire McCaskill. God, I hope that woman loses. I can't stand that woman. Montana's Joe Tester, and even Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine in Virginia. There is talk that Laura Ingraham may actually run against Tim Kaine in Virginia. Doesn't he look like the Grinch? Seriously. Anyway, one top Democrat strategist recently told Politico, yes, Politico. You know, I love when people say that Politico is somehow middle of the road. Anyway, one top Democrat strategist recently told Politico magazine it's going to be a disaster. Another major quandary for Democrats is their national leadership. And this is what I've said for a while now. Without Obama at the helm, the party has fallen prey to fierce ideological, gender, and ethnic divisions. In fact, I said a long time ago that after Obama, there is no Obama coalition. The reality is that Hillary Clinton thought that that was going to carry over somehow to her. But as I said during the election, ain't no black people going to vote for no old white woman. Nancy Pelosi managed to impose herself as party leader yet again, beating back a powerful challenge from Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, who blamed Pelosi and her ardent followers, many of them dependent on her fundraising support, for leading Democrats astray. Since then, the party has found itself increasingly divided over the nomination of Muslim Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat from Minnesota, to become Democrat National Committee Chair, former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, and more recently, former Vice President Joe Biden have joined the fray, but each supports a different candidate, a further complicating of the dispute. It's a race to the bottom. Ellison and his emerging rival, Tom Perez, Obama's former Labor Secretary, are virtual unknowns outside of the party. Sanders and Biden, who might have fared better against Trump than Clinton, are too old to lead the Democrats moving forward. Warren herself will be 71 in 2024. The party could well find itself without a viable White House challenger to Trump in 2020. In fact, there's talk that it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. And then there's the Supreme Court. Trump has just announced his candidate to replace Judge Antonin Scalia, Neil Gorsuch, a staunch conservative who once clerked for Anthony Kennedy, the leading swing vote on the court. And despite threats to block Gorsuch, the Democrats have become victims of their own hubris. Under Obama, they altered the rules so that only 51 Senate votes were needed to confirm a judicial appointee. The Republicans now have 52, making Gorsuch a shoo-in. The Democrat Party, that's your modern Democrat Party. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. I got to take a quick break. When you come-
Edward Woodson Show.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, show.
Yeah.
Check me out.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, last night, I'm watching CNN. Because, you know, I do that for you, by the way. Watch CNN. I'm watching CNN, and former Secretary of State and former Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan, James Baker, comes on and has an interview with Anderson Cooper. And I'm like, okay, what's this? And James Baker gets up and he starts talking to Anderson Cooper about carbon tax. Yeah, carbon tax. And I just did the old eye roll. And so today, and as I watched it, I'm thinking to myself, what is this guy doing here? What is he talking about? Carbon tax. Carbon tax. What, are you kidding me right now? So then I see today in Bloomberg Politics, okay, old guard Republicans push carbon tax at White House. A group of prominent Republicans and business leaders backing a tax on carbon dioxide are taking their case Wednesday to top White House aides, including Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn. The group includes former Treasury Secretaries Hank Paulson and James Baker, is pressing President Donald Trump to tax carbon dioxide in exchange for abolishing a slew of environmental regulations. They unveiled their plan with a press conference in Washington and an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, which I have right here, titled The Conservative Answer to Climate Change. Now, Hank Paulson, really? James Baker, really? Okay. Now let me just explain to you what exactly carbon tax is, for those that don't know, because it sounds really good. These people, these geniuses, are proposing that we tax carbon dioxide emissions from factories. Are you kidding me right now? And by the way, this is one of the biggest scams of all time. Because think about this. You're going to tax carbon dioxide emissions and you're going to put it in a fund. And then you're going to decide that you're going to redistribute this. This is nothing more than the redistribution of wealth. That's what it is. Carbon tax. And then you've got these idiots like George Shultz and James Baker and Hank Paulson trying to push this. All right, I'm going to go to the phones right now. I've got Chris calling me from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Chris, how are you? Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it, and thank you for calling.
Hey, to interrupt your wonderful show, man. I just had a quick one real quick. Did you notice that you still got Snoop Dogg on your bumper music?
Excuse me? Yes, you know, you're right. You're right. See?
You got to get rid of that, man, right?
Dude, I got to get rid of everything. It's just terrible. You know, this is the point I made to you the other day. Was that you know? It's like I'm virtually left with nothing now. I can't go to the movies. I can't watch sports. And by the way, I really like that that album. That actually, that was Dr. Dre, yeah. Though. That was actually Dr. Dre.
Isn't that Dr. Dre?
Well, it was Dr. Dre with Snoop. Snoop was on it, but it's actually Dr. Dre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Chronic 2001. Yeah.
You make a judgment call on that one, sir.
But
still,
no,
he's talking, right? In the bumper music, he's talking. It's Snoop Dogg.
I know. It's actually Dre and Snoop. But you're right.
Come on,
you're
man.
Right.
If you don't get rid of it, I'm going to boycott you.
Listen, go boycott Starbucks, dude, okay?
Dude. Nordstrom's. I don't even shop there anyway.
Nordstrom's, Ivanka Starbucks.
Trump. Yeah.
Ivanka Lyft.
They're going to like.
Yeah, the list goes on. The Academy Awards. I could just go on and on and on. Anyway.
I think at some point they're going to calm down, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't think they are, dude. I don't think they're going to calm down at all. I think they feel emboldened now, that now they've woken up. Especially the media now. The media's been, like, lying dormant for the last 8 years, and now it seems like they've woken up from their slumber, and they've decided, oh, yeah, I guess we have to go out and,
Did you see Rahm Emanuel?
Yeah.
Where he was told the Democrats would take a shill pill. Did you listen to the whole excerpt?
Yeah. Yeah, I talked about it yesterday on the show.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, he's a powerful dude. I think they're, my prediction, they're in their death throes, and I hope I'm right. And then somehow, you know, the media is always going to be nasty, but then money talks, man. Our money, it's all about the cheddar. I mean, if they start losing so much money, there's nothing they can do.
You're right. I mean, look, they just had to close down the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
You know, pay for play ain't paying very well.
If you ain't getting that paycheck, right?
Exactly.
I just think it'll happen, man. I'm hoping, look, it's only been 3 weeks. Dude, everybody just needs to take a chill pill. I mean, Facebook is getting to where I don't even want to be on Facebook anymore sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I had this conversation.
I'm just going to post stuff, and I'm not going to even respond. You know, maybe you say something nice, but it's ridiculous, man. And, you know, I started posting stuff like a three-year-old playing piano, how beautiful, playing one of Beethoven's concertos on the piano. I'm like, take that!
Well, you can always... You can always post pictures of cats, okay? So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to start saying, dude, I thought about something else too today. I'm going to take a picture of my lunch tomorrow and put that on Facebook. Hey, guys, check it out, man. It's a hot dog. Right?
Well, you know what I do, Chris? I've actually taken pictures of an empty plate after I finished eating.
That's funny. I have to do that.
Yeah.
It's fine. I have to keep it up, man. Even most important business.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Chris. Thanks. Yeah, that's what I do on Facebook. I post pictures of an empty plate, okay? Because nobody cares what you had for lunch or dinner, okay? Nobody cares. And stop taking pictures of yourself, okay? Nobody wants to see 600 selfies of yourself making that goofy duck face. And, dude, why do chicks do that with a duck face, okay? You look like an idiot. Stop. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to go back to this this notion of a conservative answer to climate change. This is why I always say that Washington's a one-party town. Okay, there's no two parties; it's a one-party town. So I want to quote this Bloomberg Politics article about this. We know we have an uphill slog to get Republicans interested in this. This was James Baker. But a conservative free market approach is a very Republican way of approaching the problem. Conservative free market approach. How is this conservative and free market? This is, again, platitudes. Platitudes, okay? Conservative free market approach. That's kind of like, free trade, which isn't really free trade at all. Conservative free market approach is a very Republican way of approaching the problem. The Republican and business leaders calling themselves the Climate Leadership Council lend their stature to an approach for addressing climate change that mirrors an idea already advanced by ExxonMobil Corp. Supporters say the tax is a conservative solution. There it is again. To climate change that replaces a regulatory regime with a free market approach for addressing the greenhouse gas emissions. How is that a free market approach? A tax is not a free market approach. Paulson, who served as Treasury Secretary under George W. Bush, idiot, previously, not George W. Bush, but Paulson, actually George W. Bush too, had previously advocated carbon tax through his think tank, the Paulson Institute. I wonder if these people are getting paid big dollars to do this. Oh, yeah. Baker, who served as Secretary of State and Treasury Secretary under two Republican administrations, as well as former Secretary of State George Shultz, Bob Walton, former chairman of the board of Walmart stores, and Sequoia Capital Operations LLC partner Thomas Stevenson, among others, economic advisors to former President George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan, are also involved in the effort. Sellouts. Climate change poses an unacceptable risk to our climate and our economy, Paulson said in a statement. Putting a price on carbon is by far the most efficient and effective way to restrict emissions. Really? Really? A tax on emissions. Think about this for a minute. This is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. That's why it was shot down long ago. I'm going to tax your emissions. How do I measure that? Oh, I don't know. And then I'm going to take that money and put it in a fund. And I'm going to give it out to replace your carbon footprint somehow. To some group that I'm, of course, picking out. This is crony capitalism at its worst. Okay? So, Baker himself concedes he remains somewhat of a skeptic about the extent to which man is responsible for climate change, but the risks are too great to ignore. He says he's a skeptic, but the risks are too great to ignore. What? What a bunch of BS. The plan faces strong political headwinds, thank God. Both Trump and a majority of the House of Representatives have come out against the carbon tax in the past year. Trump has also pledged to do away with environmental regulations limiting emissions of carbon dioxide. But the idea of a carbon tax, long favored by economists as the most straightforward way to address climate change, could gain traction as part of a broad tax overhaul on Capitol Hill. The blueprint involves a $40 tax on every metric ton of carbon dioxide released by burning fossil fuels, with the price climbing over time. Oh, yeah. To avoid an undue burden on the poor from the higher energy bills that would result, the projected $200 billion to $300 billion in annual revenue would be, listen to this, redistributed to households in the form of quarterly checks from the Social Security Administration. Families of four would see an annual average payout of $2,000 under the plan. Wow. If this was all about saving the earth, why are not all government vehicles not electric? And why do they try and sell their technology to China? Think about it. Hat tip to Scotty. The proposal also calls for broader adjustments that would act to hike the cost of products imported from countries that do not put a price on carbon. Martin Feldstein, who headed the former President Ronald Reagan's Council of Economic Advisers, said the tax would be imposed at the point fossil fuels enter the economy, such as when oil leaves the refinery or coal leaves the mine. The tax at the source is then built into the price of the products made from their raw material. Are you kidding me right now? Are you freaking kidding me? Nothing makes me more angry than this, okay? And the fact that James Baker, you're done to me, you're dead to me. George Shultz, the same. Hank Paulson, I never liked you anyway, okay? And then there's this op-ed piece here. A conservative answer to climate change. I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to read it because it's more just complete BS. But it says here, enacting a carbon tax would free up private firms to find the most efficient way to cut emissions. You're basically punishing corporations for their emissions, and we don't even have any idea if these emissions contribute to greenhouse gases or anything. We have no idea. We have no idea. In fact, as I was watching James Baker last night with Anderson Cooper, he was like, well, you know, we don't have we really don't know why this happens or why the level of carbon is the same now as it was 10,000 years ago. Well, if you don't know why, then why are you going to charge a tax on businesses? Because you want to put them out of business? I guarantee you that these people are getting paid. Hank Paulson and his goofy think tank and all these people, George Shultz, James Baker, they're all getting paid. It's disgusting. This is why, by the way, Donald Trump beat all the Republicans, the other 16 dorks, because exactly this, okay? Old guard Republicans push carbon tax at the White House. You know what Trump is going to say? He's going to say, get the funk out my face. Get the funk out my face. That's from the Brothers Johnson. I think 1977, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, really? Carbon tax? I thought this whole thing died. It's now been resurrected. This is nothing but crony capitalism. That's all it is. It's crony capitalism, okay? And Donald Trump should pursue an aggressive, counterproductive, pointless tax policy to deal with a non-existent problem because it's what the Gipper would have wanted. Yeah, right. Huh? And obviously, the New York Times is very excited about this because it thinks it's a sign that conservatives are seeing the light. Here's what the New York Times said about this. A group of Republican elder statesmen is calling for a tax on carbon emissions to fight climate change. The group, led by former Secretary of State James Baker and former Secretary of State George Shultz and Henry Paulson. Oh, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll get right back to this. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not cooling. I'm gonna sit here, back cooling.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. I gotta tell you, when I saw this last night, it really pissed me off, this whole carbon tax thing, really. Because I thought this was long gone and dead. And this is being resurrected. I guarantee you that they pulled out these people from mothballs and gave them big dollars to push this horrible idea. And it just goes to show you just how corrupt Washington is. And it's why we really got to drain. We got to drain the swamp dry. So this group, led by former Secretary of State James Baker, former Secretary of State George Shultz, Hank Paulson, says that taxing carbon pollution produced by burning fossil fuels is a conservative climate solution based on free market principles. No, it's not. And what this story actually does is remind us of one of the main reasons why Donald Trump and not any of his more establishment rivals ended up winning the GOP nomination. Because the GOP establishment had drifted so far away from conservative principles they were supposed to uphold that they might just as well have been Democrats. This goes back to my point that it is but one party in Washington. It's the party of political elites that care not about anyone but themselves and getting reelected. According to James Baker, I'm not at all sure the Gipper would have been very happy with this. Oh, yeah? You think? You think? Huh. Ronald Reagan, because, you know, everybody wants to always compare everything to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan would, in all likelihood, have rejected a carbon tax for at least two reasons that I can think of. First, a tax on carbon is a tax on growth, because carbon dioxide is a natural byproduct of all industrial processes. Actually, it's a byproduct, a natural byproduct of everything. You release carbon dioxide. Ronald Reagan was not against economic growth. Therefore, he would be against this bogus tax. Second, why would you waste time and money expanding government to deal with a problem, seemingly man-made climate change, for which there is next to no credible evidence? Ronald Reagan was not a big fan of big government. Now, Baker, Schultz, and Paulson may indeed be Republican elder statesmen, but I do hope that this doesn't stop President Trump's administration telling them in the nicest possible way exactly where they can shove their carbon tax. This is the worst idea. The worst. And it's not conservative. It's nothing to do with conservative. It's like if you throw that out there, they didn't learn this lesson. I guess they weren't paying attention, these guys. It's like when Ted Cruz kept saying, oh, I'm the most conservative one. I'm the most conservative one. Donald Trump is not a conservative. Yeah, I know. What's conservative? Conservative, is it open borders? Is that conservative? Huh? Is, quote-unquote, free trade? Is that conservative? Huh? Is destabilizing governments all over the world, is that conservative? Huh? No. It's not. It's Hillary Clinton. It's the Democrat Party. And it's the Republican Party. Is Lindsey Graham conservative? Marco Rubio, is he conservative? Gang of Eight? Granting amnesty? Is that conservative? Huh? Stop. Stop with the holier-than-thou conservative. BS. You're not conservative. You don't care. It's all about money. That's all this is. This is a big money play. Ronald Reagan. I love how they always throw out Ronald Reagan. It's like when they say, oh, so-and-so is the next Jordan. How many times have we heard that? He's the next Jordan. He's the next Jordan. Okay? No. There's no next Jordan. Okay? There's one Michael Jordan. One. Okay? One Michael Jordan. One Ronald Reagan. Okay? Stop. Okay? Stop saying that. Ronald Reagan would not have endorsed this stupid conservative carbon tax idea. And again, the whole notion of the carbon tax, that's like a Democrat idea. And all these old guard Republicans are embracing this. And you have to ask yourself why. It's the first thing I thought of. Like, I'm telling you, I'm watching this last night, sitting on the couch, and I stood straight up. And I was like, what the hell? Are you kidding me? James Baker comes out of mothballs for this? No. No, no, no. That's why Donald Trump is president. And none of you clowns were able to beat him. Okay? Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Scott Walker. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Remember? The bench. Okay? No. No carbon tax. And you're going to see this the next couple days because they're going to be all over the airways with this. Again, this is an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal today. And I got to tell you, I just shake my head when I see this. And I go, what did you people not get about the election? Nobody's down with the carbon tax, dude. I mean, I remember people talking about this like 8 years ago. This is what they wanted to do with the last years of Bush, the Bushies. And it just died out. I remember this. No new taxes. Read my lips. No new taxes. Remember that? George H.W. Bush. No. That's why Donald Trump defeated you people. That's why he won. Because all of the Republicans and the Democrats together trying to shaft everybody. No. No carbon tax. It's the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life. And it's nothing more than crony capitalism. That's all it is. For you, it's going to enrich you and your friends. That's all this is. It's disgusting. Really. A conservative carbon tax idea. How is that conservative? Stop. Okay? That's why you lost. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show. Send me your friend requests as well, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.